Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
So when we practice Zen, it is very important to cultivate patience, not only for ourselves, but for the practice itself. So what is patience? One definition is that it's the acceptance of things as they are, not getting caught up in how we want things to be. I recently bought a bunch of green bananas. And when I brought these bananas home, I put them in a bowl to ripen. And the next morning, I checked, and they were still green, but a little less so. I caught myself wondering, with some impatience, how long it would be for them to ripen. And in that moment, it occurred to me that these unripe bananas were a metaphor for our practice. You know, if you think about it, when we start out, we are all green. It's very rare that one of us is not green when we start. But as we continue the practice, we become a little less green. And if we keep going, slowly and gradually, our practice begins to ripen. And eventually, like the bananas, we become fully ripe. Ripe enough to remove our outer skin of ideas, beliefs, and projections, and reveal our true nature. So continuing with this metaphor, like the banana, we cannot force or rush this process. All we can do is sit and allow this ripening to occur. Right? The banana can't force itself to become ripe. It just sits there and allows that ripening to take place. So regarding this idea of patience, Suzuki Roshi from the San Francisco Zen Center wrote, "I have always said that you must be very patient if you want to understand Buddhism." And he goes on to say, "But I have been seeking a better word than patience. And the usual translation of the Japanese word nin, N-I-N, is patience." And he says, "But perhaps constancy is a better word. You must not force yourself to be patient. But in constancy, there is no particular effort involved. There is only the unchanging ability to accept things as they are." So I think the Serenity Prayer addresses this beautifully. "God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." So going back to practice, and I've said this many times, but you know, we don't practice to attain something. We practice to allow the natural process of ripening to unfold, right? And then all of a sudden, hey, ripe. There's an old Chinese proverb which says, "Patience is power, and with time and patience, the mulberry leaf becomes silk." So when practicing, simply stay present to this moment. You know, not wishing that the next moment will come. That moment when we get to eat the banana. So if we do not practice in this way, we will probably get angry and frustrated. It's called pushing the river. But if you let the river flow, there's no impatience. So if we get angry and frustrated, we lose the compassion, both for ourselves and for others. You know, if we all exist in the Zendo filled with impatience, we're not creating a space to truly sit. And so it's not just for ourselves that we have patience. It's for all of us. So we just receive this present moment, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, not being seduced by the desire for enlightenment or some other imagined state of holiness. W. H. Auden said, "Perhaps there is only one cardinal sin, impatience. Because of impatience, we were driven out of paradise. And because of impatience, we cannot return." So the way to look at this is that this present moment is paradise. Right here, right now, we're in paradise. But if we don't accept this right here and now, if we don't accept it, if we want to get to some new moment, we will never be able to return to practice. So let's all be patient with the practice and with each other. Thank you.